House Bill 264 would shift board appointing power from the Fulton and DeKalb commissions to a caucus of mayors in the northern parts of those counties. Fulton Chairman John Eaves opposes the bill, but admits he's been preoccupied.
Frankly, a lot of our effort so far has been dealing with current legislation that will have an immediate impact on the ability of the county to administer services to the citizens of Fulton County.
He says other legislation could cost the county roughly $50 million in tax revenue. Redistricting and election wins gave control of Fulton's legislative delegation to Republicans, mostly from North Fulton. Eve says the MARTA bill is a priority, but ultimately the county has to pick its battles.
You have a Republican-controlled local delegation that is imposing its will, and the great danger in all of this is there has not been any sort of collaboration, discussion, conversation.
But the bill's supporters say the change will better reflect the will of the people. Speaking on the House floor, Republican Ed Lindsay of Atlanta said North Fulton cities have often taken a back seat to the county commission.
When the board constitution was first arranged in terms of who got to pick the board members, very little of Fulton County was incorporated. Over 90% of the population in Fulton County is now incorporated. That's why the cities are going to step up and be able to have a role in picking board members.
No DeKalb commissioners responded to requests for this story. And MARTA spokesman Lyle Harris would only say the agency will continue working with lawmakers to, quote, move forward with plans to transform the transit system for a sustainable future. A public meeting this week will bring together MARTA officials with Fulton and DeKalb commissioners to discuss the bill. For WAB News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.